It's gonna make a real big difference.
Blog Talk
you know,
Radio.
As much as they know about this stuff,
we fix
credit.
Don't
think.
Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, eviction, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today,
you know,
I'm
not falling out.
Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056. Or you can email me at betterdays@gmail.com.
And it wasn't all this.
Time
it's
to be no longer
and they know how
bound.
I am. You gotta have and my old smoke some weed every now and then. But one thing that you were asking, I will never do that in front of you. I will never do that around you.
All right, we'd like to welcome everybody.
He was a little upset more so than my youngest boy.
One more week.
He's like, man, if we would have did this or act like this.
We'd like to welcome everybody in, everybody tuned in and listening today. We want to say thank you to
you know, I'm happy that they came and they saw. But they appreciate their upbringing a whole lot better.
I hope everybody's week is going well.
And then, like,
and again, we got a great night of a Bible study.
And they're going to be like, look, that's
like
not close. I know close,
rabbi,
man. They don't have
that. Man of God.
I know.
He's going to share with us tonight and bring
so
the word.
Like all
the Bible study tonight.
And then, you know, when things happen, people get caught.
I'm not sure if,
I hate to be the one I told you.
Going yet or not.
But like, you know what, you got to do something different.
And let
you know, praying about it, turning over the Lord, and leaving in His hands,
tonight,
to find men,
and
there need to be some.
Thank you to Elder Oliver and his wife.
You know something, and but like I said, I can't.
Tonight.
You know, my
looking
patience.
For a good word,
I come home from work
God.
And I see crap.
And then we're going to put prayer, and we
you know,
what you were
and
here,
like,
be,
okay.
Our own.
My father, I already know what happened.
So we thank you.
My father wouldn't have been.
Glory, Lord God.
He didn't have to raise
for yet another day, another brand new mercy and a brand new grace.
And that was the
end
of
the conversation.
And, you know, it wasn't no, you know, got
to,
you know, I'm to the point, you know, it is what it is. You know, if you go to jail, if they get, it is what I can't do no more. They want to praise the Lord, but they want to look and find fault in me because I'm not their daddy and every little good thing I do.
Amen. Thank you, Elder Oliver, for the platform.
When I gave
thank
it because
Elder Taylor
money.
For that.
You know what I'm saying?
Entry.
And I'm like, okay,
amen.
This is where this
I want to come out of the book of
and try to do anything again to break us up.
Thessalonians.
You know, like they said, happy anniversary or anything like that.
I believe last time when I spoke, it was out of Thessalonians, and I want to continue that.
I'm like, I'm cool with it now.
Second
and after I didn't talk to my son, I was feeling some type of
starting at chapter 2.
Ain't done nothing. And you ain't never going to get me on no guilt trip. I haven't done
two.
Nothing. And, you know.
Last time I spoke, I believe we discussed.
I provided, you know, you want to come.
Pastors,
you can sing if you want to. What you want to do?
Ministerial staff.
What you
want to
do?
And service,
but I'm not.
The congregation, the welfare of others. Going. These
if I know it for a fact,
now,
I do, but right, I'm new,
to
so
that,
they can ask me about
say,
his other baby,
and it'll be in line
do
with
anything
talk
about
baptism. Tonight.
I'm not in it, and not coming out of Derek's mouth.
About, you got a lot of folks
I will be there
about,
when they tell me,
but
I'm not asking
the end times
this
or God.
I said, well, you do. You ask.
Coming back.
I'm not doing that no more.
Now. Or
you get this man telling, and then they look, and I'm looking.
People going through trials and tribulation right now.
I said, dude,
the Thessalonian church.
No, sir. No, I'm done all of that
too.
I'm done. You know,
and I need to pray for my wife, because
she's going, that's
given
me,
to that church,
I'm out.
Paul.
When I said way back then, when they
the day of
tried
God,
to mess this thing up,
or the day of the Lord,
no, sir. And when the oldest one
in
said,
Second Thessalonians,
long time ago, when I was doing my
kind
chaos,
of repeating First Thessalonians or what had happened between the two
and
writings
said,
to
know,
the church. So First Thessalonians discussed things with
her
about them, appreciated them, and in between the time it took to write Second Thessalonians,
I did that.
Some things had happened.
And then it was like, I didn't
right.
feel comfortable.
And that's where
we was in a hotel, and I'm sitting up there.
Of what happened
in there,
between
you,
the writing
the hotel,
of these
talking to the guy, and now you feel some type of way. Now, this is what I did.
The Thessalonian church.
Never has any accusations.
The first chapter.
It can't say nothing.
He kind of goes
now, all of
the day of the Lord with them, reminding them that he had talked them about this. So
that's
like, again, some
I'm
things
like,
had happened between the two writings
I
of the book.
I am. You ain't got to worry about me, dude.
Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1.
I'm going to bat.
Here's how Paul starts
talking
to them
you know,
about this subject.
Dude.
Now we
know. I know what
brother,
I
do. By the coming of our
I
Lord
did it anyway.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
And by
you
our
ain't gotta, you know, messed up that
him.
Time. I ain't gonna do it this
so
time.
So what he's referring
they,
to right now is that there have been some erroneous teachings,
lead them
some
the right
erroneous
way.
Writing.
But Doc, we in the same boat we
wrong,
were in when I first met you.
Things going on.
I still got
that. Just about convinced the Thessalonians
and it don't,
that the day of the Lord was
yes.
at hand right now,
yes.
because right now they were still going
yes.
through trials and tribulations.
I have my
from
office
those
set up
in the
real
area
nice, and I got to look into another room.
Them
and it's
for being
just,
new
man,
Christians.
I'm just, you know,
again,
sometimes
verse one.
I'm
now we
that's why on
brother,
Friday nights is good for me to get out
Lord
sometimes.
Jesus Christ. So this is
it's
his
same
subject.
Thing.
This is what he's going
to
talk about. This is what they've been murmuring about. This is where they've been perplexed about, and by
just,
our gathering
yeah.
together unto him. So we want to talk. I want to, so he's saying, I want to talk to you about the Lord Jesus, the coming
here.
Of the Lord Jesus, and then I want to also
first
talk
week,
to you about
week,
us gathering
week,
to
she
him
got
at
COVID,
the last times.
So, she didn't go
so
to
he's
work.
Going
she
into
said
what they,
in her department
they've been erroneous.
Missed 10 days.
So second
this
verse,
week she's going
second,
to go back.
Second Thessalonians,
she ain't never went
second verse.
And she gets in and she said, her,
that you be not soon shaken.
Yeah, yesterday
mind.
Her boss emailed her not to come to work.
Or be troubled, neither by spirit,
and I said,
nor
why?
By word,
I said,
nor by letter, as from
her.
Us, as that day of Christ is at
and
hand.
And the day before that,
so that you be not
she came
shaken
home
in mind. You know
and
how
said
we
they
get
sent
troubled.
Her home to
you
the
know how
machine
we get
room,
perplexed.
Bro. But she got to go back
how we don't
in the
fully
house.
Understand things.
I worked
and how we can
before.
Have us thinking differently,
right
how
now,
we can have a rattle,
you leave, shaking, you to sweep up.
Not
because if you leave,
can't even have a good conversation with those who know us and they know something's wrong with us. So the Thessalonians had some issues.
Unless they send you home for the day.
Mentally and physically, that you be not soon shaken in mind. Don't be disturbed by what you heard about
what
erroneously taught to you.
My wife,
knowing that I told you beforehand that
okay.
these things would be and when they would be.
And we ain't got nothing to do. First thing they tell you, well, can I go home?
Neither by spirit,
and
meaning
I give it
no, no prophecy other than
if
what
the
I
machine
told
come
you.
Back on,
by no demon
work.
Other than what I told you.
Well,
no,
by word
or somebody
I
didn't
know why, but one guy told me years ago.
How many of you have been in a church? I've been
come
at a gathering.
If something happened to you, we're still responsible
for
your
teacher,
shift.
Or a preacher, whoever it may be, teaching the word, and you know it.
And I'm okay. But then again, I could. It's the truth.
Our babes in Christ, hearing the word.
But it went from
and running
week,
what was taught.
She can stay here for 3 weeks. And I didn't know this.
I particularly have a problem
plan
with myself.
In motion. Because she don't have no money.
Because what you teach.
You don't have no money. How you
most
that?
People will run with and practice
that. And if it ain't work,
that.
How you get this?
And the one thing we don't want
to
do is practice the wrong meaning
and
of the word of God. You got something to tell the tailor?
My house looked like
nothing.
And, you know,
okay.
Right. But the good
so
thing, though, is
Second Thessalonians
I learned,
chapter 2, verse 2.
Even though
that ye be not soon taken in mind or trouble. Or be troubled.
So,
neither by
so
spirit,
I'm in a better
by
place
word,
and it's not getting to me.
Letter
and it's getting
from us. And what it,
I don't care.
What Paul is getting at when he
says, I keep telling my wife, you know, one
somebody
day
may have
falsely
written a letter with his
you,
name on it.
By their house.
See? There's something about a church that has a
and I say, you know, could be contending and trying to get over
leadership.
Here.
That
and you like, man, no, how did you become?
If I was to write a false letter and put our pastor's name on it.
No, how did you be coming over my house?
See,
and
the
I'm
people
like,
would
well,
believe
what
why?
Me to do?
Because the pastor
it's not my
preaches
fault.
The truth.
Know, there's no plan. And when it's
now,
not a plan,
what
people, the same old thing. Boy, still ain't right.
If
still ain't
Elder
working.
Taylor always spoke
my house was like,
always
Mexican
right.
Living.
Always
I got a bunch of cars in my driveway.
According to what the people needed. Always was doing the right thing. And I wrote a letter saying something else, but I put his name on it.
The homeowner association. That's
what
I was
going to
ask you the other week.
You're
talking about the homeowner
association. His name on it.
Me and the homeowner association didn't have it out.
You follow what I'm saying?
They,
so.
Well, no, well, no. Yeah, they ain't got that
for
yet. They said we got weeds growing.
Huh?
Can
I
say something
real quick?
And I'm like,
you know,
the
people have to be accountable. They have to know the word as well.
The ghetto.
So that.
No,
they
good,
won't be easily shaken, and they won't be easily covered.
Early in the morning, his truck is loud and raggedy, and
you know,
he's just
because
he's one of the ones, you know.
Like in our
good.
Church, if we don't never study,
you know, he just,
and we don't never
black, you know,
study
you know,
to show ourselves
he loud,
we don't never
busting,
read the
truck
word,
is, you know,
study it and break it down. Then it's like,
and everyone else
although
has companies coming to their house. So they were saying we got weeds growing. In my driveway, in a little crack to the grass,
and take it.
I know that's considered weed.
And
I asked him about
believe
it.
Believe it be true.
He said, "Man, I can't cut that." I said, "That's what the homeowner is saying."
So that.
So when I talked to them, they said, "Well, tell your grass man." I said, "I told him." He said, "What company you use?" I said, "He ain't a company." Man, I know.
Should have been studying or. In the church,
I probably need to have a company come
on. While Paul,
I say, oh,
had to
so
come back
you know,
again
I'm in it with them.
With another epistle,
you know, just a lot of stuff.
To encourage them, to inform
and
them.
Yard smoke,
don't
weed,
be
smell it. The neighbors
yeah.
smell it. They call, and then
my mind.
You know, I'm just fighting. It's just every day.
That's a great question. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up because
up
at this time
be,
in history,
you know,
they didn't have
what Batman and Robin can do. And that's part of what I was telling them, you know, we in it together.
Them. They didn't have nothing else.
My wife don't
they
look at things
no
the way I look at it.
Parchment.
But anyway, though,
but this New Testament is different from the Old Testament.
I'm just praying.
They only had what Paul gave
she
them.
To make,
so
she has
if somebody else come in
and
write something else,
you say we can go to church and start talking about they do that.
See how they can believe that now?
They do that. And she gets excited.
Yeah, they don't have,
and I
they
understand
don't have
why.
The ammunition that we have today.
You know, but what's the
so Paul, so Paul, there's
we at the
three different ways.
The daddy come over here to
so he
pick up one of the grandmas.
He
says
that he be not shaken in mind or troubled.
Like,
or
I don't
troubled,
know that.
Neither by spirit,
see, now, no,
demonic, not. Or spiritual, or prophetic,
but I, you know, I ain't
nor by word
not,
of somebody preaching or teaching, nor by letter as from
here.
As the day of Christ
mm-hmm.
is at hand. So, like we just wrote that the day of Christ is at hand. But see, now they're shaking and they're moved and they're troubled because they think right now
like
the day of Christ is at hand.
Thing.
That's
just,
why
I'm
he's
different. I'm not handling
this, this
way. It's a
they
new
think
day.
That
right.
in time,
it's a new thing. And like I said, you know,
right
you follow what I'm saying?
And, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I put that way.
And, you know, they can do, say whatever they want. I'm in a good place, so, you know, I'm not.
So verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means.
So
he's still talking in that direction of somebody else did something. And even today, we got people, like I was saying earlier, that, well, the day of the Lord is at hand. The end times are now. This, that, and the other. This is going on. Why would God
she
let
back,
people die?
Finally,
so the
God,
other question is, why would he
campus,
let people live? Why are people going through trials and tribulations? So the other question is, why are people
surgery,
going through blessings?
And she got her,
so the end times
you know,
don't
have
don't count
living in the morning.
The end times is not going to contradict itself where,
not,
others, where people are getting blessed and then are living and dying. It's not going to be a contradiction when the Lord comes. So let no man deceive you by any means. So that day still not come.
Did the surgery.
Except
that
come
she went by
falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed,
so she's on
the son of prediction. And he had talked to
her just to do it online, but
First Thessalonians.
She's the only one trying to lead
so
us out. Everybody
I know
else
Paul
stuck
is kind of messed up to where
and
I
she ain't
you
giving
this.
Us no trouble.
You believe
deal,
this.
You know,
you gave your
I'm
life to this gospel. And now somebody else comes along
not as
and
much
teaches
as
you something
life.
Else. Yeah. Now your mind is
and
messed
she,
up.
You know,
now you're troubled.
She is working, trying to do, but she just had surgery. I'm not.
And it's kind of weird how, and it's just like teaching somebody, say, kindergarten. First grade, second grade,
but you know all about
third grade, that
you
level.
Know,
well, you
know,
teach them.
You know, but
and the kids that participate
my people
in class
when
by
I say
asking
my mother
questions
and her
by raising
sisters,
their hands to get more meaning.
I
learn.
Call them the golden
those
girl.
Who sit there
like
just hear, don't really get it.
All,
the
and all
like
kind
that.
Of stuff.
We got a lot of folks in our houses like that now. We got a lot of folks in the world like that now that will not participate in the lesson, not participate
so, yeah.
in what's going on in life. They just sit around and log.
All right, Doc.
And then when something comes around, they're shaking. They're moved. They're messed up. If when their finances disappear,
oh, yeah, I'm going to sit that out.
Yeah,
I got
when
you.
Their finances go away,
all right,
they're messed up. They have no foundation.
Right,
they have no faith. They have no belief. So if Paul taught them, why are they soon shaking?
Yeah.
Why are things messed up now?
No.
Because right now they're at the point where they think the day
my,
of Christ
those
is at hand.
Are...
The day of the Lord,
my
Christ is at hand. So verse 3 of 2 Thessalonians
yeah.
chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means. Whichever way they try to deceive you, whichever way they try to put the word of God, whatever they try to take out of the word of God, whatever they try to put in the word of God.
No.
Let
me
no
and my
man
wife, we were there
deceive
with them
you by
today.
Any means.
And what
so
we were saying was.
Come. So the day of the Lord is not yet. And he's telling them this.
No, but it is what it is. You know,
so
every household goes through their ups and their downs.
Except
and,
them come
and the thing about it is you,
and that,
you know,
and
what
that
I'm going
to
learn.
Sin be revealed, the son of prediction. He's talking about the Antichrist. See, there's
right,
a lot
right.
of things that got to happen before the end times. A lot of things got to happen. Even now. And this is what it's talking about right now. In about 2 minutes, we're going to take a break. So and this is what's going on now. You got people saying that the world is at the end. This, that, and the other is happening. This, no, 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 no. For those of you who know your Bible, for those of you who read your Bible and study your Bible and ask God to give you more, even more understanding of your Bible, you know that the end times are not yet. This is Paul taught this then, and this is being taught now. So let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come. Even did you know even the angels don't even know when that day will come? How can a man know?
That's right.
Let no man deceive
right.
you by any means. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of prediction. But right now we're going to take a quick break. And we'll come back to 2 Thessalonians right after this break.
The name of this song is just simply Total Praise.
At this time, we're going to do an offertory appeal for any and all that would like to take this opportunity to give to the kingdom, to give to Praise Tabernacle Church. There are a couple ways that you could give, and the Cash App is one way, at hashtag PTC877. And there also is a phone number that you could call if you want to use a debit card or a credit card. And that number would be 678-760-6056. Again, if you would like to use a credit card or debit card given to the ministry, that number would be 678-760-6056. And for those that would like to use Cash App, again, that is hashtag PTC877. And we ask that you give with a loving and giving heart and not begrudgingly, and just give with the heart of the Lord. Amen. And at this time, we're going to turn it back over to the hands of Elder Victor Blewett.
Amen. Amen. Let's not put the hashtag on it. Let's put that dollar sign on that now. Put that dollar sign on it. Amen. All right. So we're in 2 Thessalonians, we're in chapter 2. Paul is speaking to the church or the Thessalonians about somebody that had taught them or came behind Paul's teaching them about the day of the Lord or the end times. And they thought they were in the end times now because they're living in a troubled area where they're prosecuted, they're traumatized. They got a lot of things going on outside of the church, and they got those trying to infiltrate the church to change what the gospel says. So right now we're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. We'll go right into 4. So let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, or the end times shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, talking about the Antichrist, not Satan. Satan is not the Antichrist. The Antichrist is a man. So verse 4, who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God. And this man, under the power of Satan, will oppose and exalt himself above all that is called God. And this will happen. This is also in the book of Revelation. Read that book. Do not be scared of that book. Study that book. All the books of the Bible are in that book. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This man, not Satan, is not the Antichrist, but there will be a man that will be the Antichrist. Satan will, hold on a second. Satan will give this man that is called the Antichrist power.
Right.
To make it feel that he is God himself, sitting in the temple of God. These are true. This is in the Bible. This is true. And you would think no man could think he could do that, but this man will do that. This man will do that. Right? Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself to be God. Verse 5, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. How many times have we been taught something and we turn around and do it wrong? How many times have we been taught something and we do it a different way? How many times have somebody showed us in life how to do something in life, and when they come back around, we're doing it totally wrong? How many times, see, with all our getting, all of our receiving, all of our studying, all of what we do, we need to get an understanding. Each soul on this earth is independent. Each soul in this earth has to speak for itself. It's itself in the day of judgment. Each soul has to defend itself against all rulers of God. Each soul is independent. You are independent. You have to get an understanding. You have to get an understanding. You have to get an understanding. And I'm not putting anybody down, but if you're listening, you still have a chance to get an understanding. I can't speak for you. You can't speak for me when that day comes. Paul is telling them that day is not yet, and he's telling them why it's not yet, because they think it's now, but trials and tribulations that they're going through right now. How many people you know, even people we don't know, are going through some things in their life right now that are so bad that they may mention, oh, these must be the last times.
Mm-hmm.
Or this is going on. Or Jesus is coming tonight. Or he's coming tomorrow. Because things are so bad in their life. With these teachings, we don't have to be that way. I beg everybody to just get in the Bible. Throw yourself in there and let God put your head above the water, above the things you don't understand. Let God lift you up that you can breathe even though you're immersed in the Bible, in the Word. It's a lot of good stuff
right.
in the book. A lot of good
yes,
stuff in
is.
The book.
Yes.
So verse 5, and I'm going to see if you got anything, Elder Taylor. I'm going to read verse 5 and see if you got anything.
Okay.
Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. You good, Elder Taylor?
I'm good. Well, it just kind of reminds us of how when pastors in the church and when we were all congregating together in the building and you know, he would get frustrated at times. And I kind of see what Paul's going to could be a little frustrated, you know, right along here. You know, because he's telling you, I done told you these things and y'all still not getting it right, you know. And I could see how a leader or a pastor – how pastor could feel at times where he instructs us and through the word and people still don't get it. People still don't understand. You go away, you know, just like I try to train my dog and I'm trying to train him to do the right things and then I come back and check on him. He's still doing the thing wrong. And that's kind of like what Paul is saying here, you know, it's a scripture I can't think of, Elder Blewett, but it's going to come to me as we go along. But, you know, it's about who beseeched you, who tricked you, you know, who came along and tricked you, who hoodwinked you, you know, who said these things to you that I've already told you and talked to you and showed you over in First Thessalonians. And you guys
yeah.
are still not getting it right.
Yeah, that's
I'm gonna find the scripture as we go along and finish your teaching. I'm gonna find the scripture.
Go over to Second Galatians, where it says, "Oh foolish kid." Go to Second
Galatians.
So verse 6. So Paul had told him about these things, and you had mentioned pastor how he may get upset or get troubled about people doing. Still doing things a certain way is that a pastor's job is your soul.
I didn't know someone was in the house.
Reverse the teachings, reverse the preachings, and stay as we are.
Yeah.
The harder it is, well, we don't know how he doesn't know how much time we have left to get it right. So I can understand
the
frustration.
Right.
Every Sunday, I promise. So let's go to verse 6 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6. And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. So now you know withholdeth that he might be revealed in his last time. Right now, the Antichrist cannot come forward because he's been held back by God. And we'll see that again in verse 7. So verse 6, and now you know what withholdeth that might be revealed in his last time. This is holding, he's being held back right now. And this is by the power of God, by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Ghost of God. There's some things that's going to happen
up?
In the future. And we don't know, the future could be tomorrow. But
there's
a thing that's going to happen in the future that's being held back from happening right now.
And
that's under the hand of God right now. So the man of prediction,
dead,
or the son of prediction, which is the Antichrist, cannot come forward, cannot start
so
this process, because he's being held back by the Spirit of God. So verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. So it's the fall of man in the book of Genesis in the Garden of Eden. Since the fall of man, iniquity does
But the other one,
work. We have issues going on right now. We have abominations going on right now. We have anything that's not of God going on right now. But it's not at a level where the end times are. And it's going to get worse.
We don't have enough because it looks like we got 18.
It could run across your mind that these may be the end times because of what we're seeing what we're hearing now, what people are doing to kids, what kids are doing to parents, and what how people are treating each other, how people are killing each other, it seems like without even a second thought. So there are things of, for the mystery of iniquity, does already work. It's already going on right now, but it's just not at its fullness yet. And who can imagine?
Don't worry
it's
about
gonna
it
get worse
drive,
than this,
just
and it
drive,
is.
Take where it is.
It's gonna get worse than this.
Okay. All right.
Already
so when I go on there
right
for
now,
the draft,
are we really not gonna believe it then?
The draft to happen.
So verse 7 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Draft,
so the mystery of iniquity doth already work.
Right.
Only he who now letteth was let get out of the way. So who is the he? There's a lot of conversations about who is this he that led us. But we know that it is God himself that led us.
Yeah, it has it.
That he let
it,
these things
the
go on right now.
And
we know that all things work together for them who are called according to us. But we know that all things work together.
And that's where I hit that
right?
And I'm like,
what we think
right?
is wrong, what we think is right.
I
all
just
want to
make sure
that someone else. Good. And most of our good is going to be at the end in eternity
well,
with Jesus Christ. That's the most good we're going
to
ever see.
All right, I appreciate
but everything,
it.
All things work
you
together
good?
For them who are called according to his purpose. Now, they ain't working
well,
together for everybody
in,
that ain't called.
A little bit.
If
you
have not given
studying?
Your life to Christ, it ain't working for you. But God looks on everybody.
Asking, you know.
He still takes care
okay,
of
you. Okay, you said you got
but
it.
Think of how much care you would get if you would just bow down to God. If you would give your life to Christ, if you would set
the like
gospel in your life. For
the
mystery of iniquity does already work, only he who now led it will let until he be taken out of the way. And then in verse 8, shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. So Paul gets to it now. Here's the meat and potatoes of what they've been thinking, of what they the Thessalonians have been scared of or troubled in mind about. And then shall that wicked be revealed.
Well, don't have me
when
cut
God,
you off already.
When God takes his holding away, when
all
God
right,
lets this
I'll
thing
right.
happen, this is what Paul is saying now.
Hey, dude,
when God let the Antichrist come forward, not Satan, who is not the Antichrist,
okay.
but a man
right,
who will be the Antichrist or who is the Antichrist being held back by God right now, that he cannot come forward. Paul is speaking in verse 8 saying, and then shall that wicked be revealed whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. And he goes directly. So when that man is revealed, Paul is telling the Thessalonians, he's telling us right now in the latter part of 8, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. He gets immediately to that. So when he's revealed, he's letting the Thessalonians know, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Then shall the wicked be revealed whom the Lord shall consume. Now, consume in this context don't mean kill. It just means destroy. Of the word consume in verse 8, does it mean kill? We would think it means kill to Antichrist. No, it means destroy or subdue with the spirit of his mouth. And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him in verse 9, whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. So it's the Antichrist is not Satan. The Antichrist is a man. And that man has a number on him, which is 6, 3, 4, and 6, which means his saying simply 666. That's the number of the man. Even him who
right.
coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Have you ever met a person lie so good it almost sounds like it's the truth? It's going to be that. It's going to be that. But verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, Satan is generating all this. Satan is giving the man power. Satan is creating an atmosphere through this man that all power and signs, and with all powers and signs and lying wonders. You know, and it's people right now that are looking for signs. It's people that are looking to the skies and the stars, the moon. People that are going to what you call them, charmers or hand readers. Huh?
Yeah. Soothsayers.
Soothsayers and all of that. It's people right now that are going to. Think about when the end time comes, or when God takes his hand off of the off of Antichrist and he starts roaming this earth. And he starts convincing people
just knowing
with lying
that life is not easy
and
how
all
nobody
power
told
and
you to
signs work. Able to do those things like God can do, which God does, but it'll be like
those things, but you also
what it really is. So verse 10, we almost done for tonight. Verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. That's going to come a point. And see, let me clear this up with everybody right now, if I can. It's not going to be at any time that you can accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now, we know when Jesus was crucified, he had two male characters with him. One of them railed on Jesus, and the other one was saved by Jesus. That's not what this is saying, and that's not what I'm saying. That wasn't the end times.
Right.
This in verse 10, I'm talking about the end times, when it's all going to be done, said and done, and Jesus comes back, and that's it. So verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, people that are going to take what the Antichrist says, people that's going to believe in the Antichrist, people that's going to worship the Antichrist, people that's going to lift him up instead of lifting up God, people that's going to believe in him instead of believing in the gospel, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, meaning the gospel, they might be saved, the gospel that they might not, what, that might be saved. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, this is what these people are going to be doing in them that perish and them that go to hell, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. These folk are done. These folk that have not accepted Jesus Christ in their life are done. This is plainly telling us it's over. You cannot say, I now believe in Jesus Christ. It is over. And for this cause, verse 11, and for this cause, because you did not believe, and for this, see,
Christ.
These first four words of verse 11, and for this cause references verse 10 before it. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie. In other words, it's going to come a time when God himself say, I'm done. I can't help you no more. I don't want you no more. You don't belong to me. It's going to come a time. You got anything on the table?
Yeah, I have a question for sake of the people that may be listening that may have the kind of this question. Is this going to happen post-rapture or pre-rapture or taking away of the church?
When the rapture comes, those who are in Christ will be taken up before the tribulation. By grace are you saved? So that's a great question. So people always say you need to get saved. You need to get saved. You need to get saved. And then people normally think, well, I just need to believe in Jesus Christ. You need to get saved, saved from the tribulation that's coming. That's what that means.
Right. Right.
Saved from the tribulation that's coming. For those who are in Christ, will be saved from the tribulation before it starts. That's what Paul is trying to reassure the Thessalonians. You know what? You believed. You showed your love because you believed. If you had faith in Christ, you did the work for one another. You did the work for others around you. You went out of your church. You got others saved. You're helping out. And what is Paul is saying, you don't have to worry about when that day comes. You don't have to worry about when that day comes.
This, whatever this is,
we will not see the tribulation. We won't go through what others are going
to
go through that are not saved.
This, whatever this is, this is enough.
A lot of people are scared to read the
Revelation
because it trembles them. It should not at all tremble them. They shouldn't be shaken in mind. If we believe and trust in God now, we need to believe that all the way through. That's why I said earlier, get you a study Bible. Get you a King James Version Bible. Study the Word. And it's all about getting get an understanding. So when things do start to happen, and you think it's that's this time or that time, if you know the Word of God, you know that it's not. Trust God in His promise. If you give your life to Him, He'll save you at the end time. You good at a table?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay.
No more John Wayne.
Gonna be quick tonight. This might be over here. We ain't got two
that's
verses.
My favorite thing. No more John Wayne.
And
that's
for this call, God should send them
the
strong beliefs that they should believe it, believe a lie. Now, what I said earlier about it's gonna come a time when God said He's not gonna accept your calling Him. He's not going to accept that man. Verse 11 says that. Verse 11 says that. And for this cause, because you did, and for this cause is referencing verse 10 right above it. They received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. That the Antichrist is saying at that time. You have to get out. I don't want to know of a life that perishes. I don't want to know of a person that was right in their mind and did not give their life to Christ. And for those of you listening,
hey y'all, it's been a tough week, but
stop investigating something that can't save you, something that cannot keep your mind on Christ. Only way. And He's telling us tonight, it's going to come a point, it's going to come a time when I will not accept you. But at this very moment, He has His arms wide open, waiting for you to run to Him. And I promise you this, and I'm going to promise you this, because it happened to me. If you run into the arms of God, and He closes His arms around you, you'll never feel that feeling nowhere else. And you'll look for that feeling the rest of your life. It's a feeling that would have you crying and have you laughing at the same time. And you'll be so confused that your emotions will be just messed up because of what He gives you that no man on earth can give you. That God can reach inside and touch your heart, that you will believe the gospel, believe the truth, believe that Jesus Christ died and was buried and was resurrected and now
hey, how you doing?
In the right hand of God until God off His enemies.
I was, you know what? I'm sitting here looking at. I never saw you
it
on.
It would really hurt me if God would let me see a soul perish.
That's all right. I called up.
Okay.
I'm a simple man.
I
was a stray. I ran a stray. I was messed up before
hard.
I knew God.
Hard anyway.
Okay.
And I thought I didn't want to give up what I had. to be with God. Because I thought I was missing. And everything I lay, everything, every time I lay something down, God fills the empty spot.
Right.
Every time I lay something down that was not his, he put something in my hands that was his. Yeah. God is faithful.
Okay.
God is so faithful. God is faithful. I would hate to see a soul perish that had the information that could save their life throughout all eternity.
So how was the funeral?
We're going to 12, and then that'll be it.
Yeah, I got the
and for this cause,
yes,
because they did not believe the gospel. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. That they all, in verse 12, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth.
At the church, he had other ministers to do it. But I didn't feel offended at anything. You know how that was.
Are you even happy? Are you even happy?
But the funeral was awesome, man.
Okay.
So the things that we're doing that's not of God, are we happy?
When you you know the history,
because you're going to always look for the next best thing.
You should have mentioned, you know.
And the only best thing is
that, that's the thing. Y'all was there when that thing was birthed into existence. It's about,
get some of that.
That goes all the way back to the 80s.
Get some of God, get some of his son in your life. You'll never
be y'all was already there.
You'll never want nor desire to go back to where you came from. I promise you that.
Right.
I promise you that.
And he said he was preaching, but he didn't
promise you that.
When he came,
we're done early tonight.
He had to learn how to preach and know how to
leave that promise
with you. Get into it. But he didn't know.
If you want to. If anybody want to come to Christ or not, that's something you
Agape, no Joe was there at that time. And
lead them real quick, even if one soul is saved.
And was
that's fine.
And
that's right. That's right.
All
right.
All
right. Thank you,
Elder
Buell. Again, another great Bible study.
Before we even in existence, thought of
because of his teaching skills and how the Lord uses him. And we just say thank you.
You know, they're gonna have to give an account for that.
Lord,
I'm glad you don't feel offended, but I feel offended for you.
And we just prepared
just out of respect
for the week. We got Pastor and Bishop Omar Zachary,
you know, and I'm, you know, that just makes me mad. But okay, man.
So those of you that tune in tonight, tune in again on Friday with our pastor Bishop Omar Zachary. He'll be on it. I believe it's at 7 o'clock. And then again, we'll be back again on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. with Clay Tabernacle Church, where our pastor will again.
You were there for all of
us. Or,
I'm going to be quiet about it. Okay.
I believe one of them will be coming. I believe she may be coming forth. I'm not sure. But whoever it is, tune in anyway and get word from the Lord. And again, we'd like to thank our engineer, Greg Oliver, and his lovely wife for the work they do in support of Praise Tabernacle Church and allowing us to witness all over the world, all over the United States, the people that have
a
fear to hear with the spirit of the Lord is saying. And I just thank God for that.
He understands.
And if you don't
know
the Lord, now is the time to get to know
him. He know what he's doing.
Now is the time to say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that the Lord is raised.
Well, you know, she's sick.
By the Father, by God. And you just come to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm a sinner.
And don't turn him away when
I confess my sin.
Shake your hand or
and I ask
that
you come to my heart.
It's a
make my heart of stone a heart of flesh.
And take the fall.
I receive you.